Cheshire East, Owl Patch, we are officially on the watch list.
Yes, we are.
So, what does that mean then, in simple terms?
It means we're being watched. I do like, you know, the name says everything about it. The government will be watching to see whether the numbers continue to increase, and if they do, then they will be looking to put in place further measures. At the moment, we are not in any local lockdown. There are no additional measures that have been put in Cheshire East, but we are on the watch list.
OK, so what are the numbers at the moment then for Cheshire East?
We've now had a total of 2,987 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Cheshire East. That's up 31 from yesterday, and it's increasing by about, or just under 200 a week. The critical thing that's put us on the watch list is the level of infection in Cheshire East has increased from in the last week it was 31 cases per 100,000. It's now gone up to 50.5. The average in England is 59.6. But although we're above the, we're below the national average, we've gone above 50, and that, coupled with the fact that we're adjacent to some areas that have much higher infection rates, is enough to put us on the watch list.
Are there any areas in Owl Patch, as in the towns and villages, that are specifically particularly high?
I suppose the short answer is no, but I will post on my Twitter feed a link to a very nice map that shows you in colour coding across the country where the infections are, and it goes down to roughly ward level. There are some areas that are quite high. I remember 2 weeks ago I did say that I would much rather have local control over what happens rather than nationally imposed restrictions, and I used the phrase that what may be best for Mobley may not be best for Macclesfield, and everybody assumed from that I wanted to put lockdown restrictions on Macclesfield, whereas actually at that time the infections in Mobley were higher than in Macclesfield. Looking at the map, that's still true, but not by much. But I will post a link to that. My Twitter feed is at Councillor Sam, so at CLLR Sam, and it's under arcgis.com.
I remember last week you mentioned it, and when we dragged you on the radio Spur of the Moment on Monday as well, you talked about it as well, that you'd written to the government to ask for more, I don't know what the word you used, was it more intervention, more tied to restrictions a little bit, what did you say?
There were two things that we asked for. One was powers to, additional powers over establishments that are not complying with the rules. That was the first thing we asked for. And secondly, resources to assist with contact tracing. And I should say thank you to all the establishments that are complying with the rules. That really is critical. The main thing is to make sure that people maintain social distancing and don't gather in groups. And I would say, again, you have to caveat all these things. The rules at the moment are you can gather in groups of up to six. But I would say please take care with that and maintain social distancing wherever possible. So last week, Craig Brown, the Deputy Leader, and myself wrote to the Secretary of State for Health, and we asked for additional powers over establishments that are not complying, and also for additional resources to assist with contact tracing.
I remember Boris Johnson saying a while ago, saying that he was giving local authorities the powers to deal with local lockdowns or local tighter restrictions themselves. Has that happened then, or are you not allowed in Cheshire East to go, look, we need to do this, so just tighten everything up? Are you not allowed to do that then?
Not really. Now, again, you have to caveat everything. I hope that we will be in dialogue with government. We wrote last Tuesday, so it was about 12 days ago. We haven't heard back yet, but I hope to do so. And we will be working closely with neighbouring local authorities, with the MPs and with central government to see if we can have that dialogue over what's needed locally. I do know that there was an announcement over COVID marshals. The details of that are still being worked out as to how that would work. I personally have significant misgivings about local authorities being asked to enforce against people, because traditionally it would be local councils would have powers to enforce against businesses and premises, and the police would enforce against people. That's a broad brush approach, but that I think is a good guide to where we should be going. So the restrictions that we asked for last week was against enforcing against establishments that are not complying, not against people. That is still being worked out though, and we need to work out how any further measures would come into force.
What would you say to somebody that maybe is suffering with a little bit of anxiety and they're going, oh no, there's a lockdown now in Cheshire East? You can confirm there's no official lockdown, but how should people act now that we're on the watch list? And how can the people that are suffering a little bit mentally put it all in perspective a bit?
Yeah, thank you. It's a really difficult balance because I do see that there's a polarisation happening. There are some people who are just not taking it seriously enough. And to those I would say, you know, please do maintain the social distancing. Think about what trips are needed and whether what you're trying to do really is appropriate. But don't gather in large groups would be the main message there, and maintain the social distancing. But equally, to those who are, as you say, suffering anxiety, we don't want people to have mental health problems. So you can still go out for essential journeys. The one thing I would encourage people to do is enjoy the beautiful Cheshire East countryside. Go out for a walk and get some exercise, but that will be good for your mental health as well. So you can still go out and meet people, but try and maintain the social distancing when you do. And particularly one group, if you've got relatives and loved ones or vulnerable adults who need that sort of contact, you can do that. You can form a social bubble with those people, and I would like to try and maintain that. But again, the caveat on there, you don't want to be spreading the infection. So if you form a social bubble with somebody, make sure you stick to that social bubble.
I know you're probably not allowed to answer it, but I'm asking you as a human being, Sam. We're all human beings at the end of the day. Do you expect something to get a bit tighter around here, or do you think this is as far as it will go and we just need to be very vigilant? What are your true feelings on this now?
Given that we're on the watch list, given the rapid increase in numbers, I do think we need to take the situation seriously, and I do think additional measures are needed. Now, I hope that those measures can be arrived at through discussion with central government, and as I say, we will be talking with neighbouring local authorities, with the MPs, and hopefully with central government. I hope that's how we'll arrive at additional measures, rather than new measures simply being imposed on us.
If it does go that far, if we do get a local lockdown here in Cheshire East or Cheshire as a whole, could we call you and drag you back on the radio to give us a proper update and all the rules of what's going on in our area? Is that all right?
Yes, please do. And one positive thing to say, when the Manchester restrictions were announced, I got no advance notice of that at all. And we wrote to the government saying, you know, it would have been nice to have had some notice. When the more recent restrictions were announced for Merseyside, I did get a day's notice to be able to prepare precisely so that I can come on the Silk FM radio with having had a little bit of notice and a little bit of time to prepare for it.
Right, hopefully it won't go any further than just a watch list. We can live with the watch list, I suppose. But the last word, Sam.
It would be good that it doesn't go further than the watch list. So the main thing now is please rigorously maintain the social distancing, wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water, don't touch your face. If you do have symptoms, self-isolate immediately and only go out for a test. If you're contacted by Test Trace and told to isolate, then you must by law now self-isolate for the full 14 days.
I keep going back to this, and I say every single day a few times on The Breakfast Show here at Silk 106.9, and you've heard me say it before, act like you've got it and act like everybody else has got it.
Yes, I think that's good advice, and hopefully if people follow that, voluntary restrictions by people following those precautions will mean that we don't have further measures imposed on us.
Fabulous. Councillor Sam Corcoran, I know it's stressful times for you, but thank you very much for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.